Jerry Bader Show. Just one other thought. The farm bill, it's amazing how there's not more screaming and moaning from conservatives. They talk about, you know, you look at the past debates and where Republicans have been rhinos. And what I said is, don't call someone a rhino when you have a difference of opinion over strategy. This monstrosity, which cuts $8 billion in nutrition funding over 10 years by preventing states from giving food stamp recipients a token amount of federal heating assistance in an effort to help them leverage greater food stamp benefits. Heat and eat is what it was called. Yeah, that provision angered both Republicans, who said that reduction fell far short of the nearly $40 billion in cuts approved by the House last fall, as well as Democrats, who said it piled on top of cuts that were into effect late last year. This bill will do great damage to the nation's most vulnerable citizens, said Representative Rosa DeLauro, Connecticut Democrat. Is she nuts? Even when they win, they don't know they win. And even when Republicans lose, they don't know they lose. And you wonder why the hell we're where we're at. This thing is a monstrosity. I don't have time to read all of Strassel's piece, but it's really, really good. All right. Do you remember Representative Christine Siddiqui of Milwaukee, the Democrat who posted on Facebook during Governor Walker's State of the State address, "This thing is so full of bleep"? Remember that? Known for her fondness for profanity and her myriad legal and financial troubles, writes Brian Sick by Media Tracker, she has been collecting per diem payments while driving on a suspended driver's license. You know how this works, right? You know what per diems are. They get a per diem, a per day expense for traveling if she doesn't stay in Milwaukee, drives from Milwaukee to Madison. That's their per diem. Okay. Records obtained by Media Trackers shows Representative Christine Siddiqui of Milwaukee was collecting mileage reimbursement on trips to and from the state capitol last year around the time she was cited for driving on a suspended license. She was cited at that time for driving on a suspended license, which means she had a suspended license. Siddiqui was stopped and cited by law enforcement officers in Jefferson County October 11th for her fourth offense of driving after suspension. Fourth offense. State Assembly records show Siddiqui claimed four round trips to Madison on a legislative business during the month of October and claimed 11 days of legislative work reimbursement. They, of course, can do that up to one round trip per week between their homes in the Capitol and downtown Madison. Current rate is 51 cents a mile. They must drive him or herself for that duration there of the trip in order to qualify for the payment. Carpooling, which is common among lawmakers and staff, only counts as reimbursable trip for the driver of the vehicle. So, that is further proof she's admitting that she drove on a suspended license. A lot. She is really a piece of work. By the way, I know this will shock you to no end, but a request for comment to her office and to her legislative staff went unanswered. Yes, she is the one that said the state of the state was full of bleep. And days after that controversy, the loudmouth legislator used an expletive to describe what she thought U.S. House Speaker John Boehner's response would be to President Barack Obama's State of the Union address. In 2012, two warrants were issued for Siddiqui for outstanding traffic citations. She and her husband have also been sued by the city of Milwaukee for failing to pay property taxes, and their home has been foreclosed on at least three times. So there you go. There's no sense piling on, is there? Well, sure there is, but I'm out of time. We will talk to David Fiorazzo of Wisconsin Media Check, see what his big media bias discoveries of the week were in five. It's 10:30.